Congressman Coble held a news conference at Guilford County's Republican headquarters yesterday, recorded by WXII-TV. The 82-year-old said his back and skin cancer issues have begun to catch up with him.
My back pain occurs not infrequently. But in spite of that, I had planned to seek re-election recently. But if I'm not physically capable of going full ahead, I fear that it would probably have a negative impact on the campaign, so I have dismissed that proposal and decided I will not seek re-election.
Coble said he's looking forward to finishing out his term in Washington, but he reassured the friendly crowd of constituents, staff members, and reporters that his physical condition is the only thing they need to worry about.
I still have the energy and interest to discharge congressional duties, but back and skin cancer are troublesome. Now, some of you may disagree with this. Mentally and emotionally, I am stable and reliable.
The veteran congressman is well known for his charisma, and many say that's one reason why he's had such a long and great political career.
I think one of the wonderful things about Howard Coble made him so successful in Washington was his great sense of humor.
Ballard Everett is a Republican strategist in Raleigh.
And his ability to just get to know people on just a personal level. And if they had problems, sit down and talk them out. But just not to walk into a room and immediately say, oh, you're a Democrat or you're a labor guy or somebody else. But just to look at them as people and say, you know, we're here to do a job and we're going to get it done.
Coble, who serves on the House Judiciary and Transportation and Infrastructure Committees, is well known for his conservative stance on a variety of issues, from copyright infringement to medical marijuana. But Democratic political strategist Gary Pierce says Coble stands out as an old guard Republican.
I probably disagreed with him on 90% of everything, but he struck me as a bit more flexible and less doctrinaire than a lot of Republicans are today.
Pierce says Coble's experience before heading to Washington was invaluable preparation for Congress. Coble served as Secretary of Revenue under Governor James Holzhauser, a moderate Republican. And as Pierce points out, Coble was also a member of the North Carolina House of Representatives before heading to Congress.
He's really a Holzhauser Republican. That was the first Republican governor. Of course, Governor Holzhauser died not long ago. Howard came out of that. He'd been in the legislature. And that was a time when they had to build a bigger tent.
Governor Holzhauser was the state's first Republican governor elected since 1896. In October, Congressman Coble told WUNC's The State of Things that Republicans today need to be more inclusive or the party itself may suffer. This was just after Coble voted to get the federal government running again, despite Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz's objections.
I think there ought to be enough room in our political tent to accommodate Senator Cruz on the one hand and Governor Christie on the other. Now, some people in my party would like to build a fence around that tent and restrict those who will be admitted, but I think let's enlarge the tent.
What kind of Republican or Democrat will fill Coble's shoes in 2015 remains to be seen. Two candidates from the opposing parties have already filed to run. More are expected to follow. But Coble isn't retiring yet. He's frequently seen out and about in Greensboro and nearby areas, speaking to civic groups and meeting with constituents. Attorney Marshall Hurley was Coble's first chief of staff in Washington.
He still acts like a freshman congressman in terms of his attentiveness to people, taking a genuine interest in people and looking them in the eye and hearing them out.
Hurley says whomever becomes the next congressional representative from the 6th District will have big shoes to fill. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.